Continuing with our local and state election coverage, Larry Golden joins me in studio right now. He is a candidate for the House of Representatives in District 34. Larry, it's good to have you in studio.
Thank you.
So tell us a little about yourself and why you decided to jump into this race.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here, first off. So I came from a military family growing up. I've lived all over the world. I joined the military. I did the other side of the world. Learned a lot about what it's like to be in government. After the military, I became a cop. And I got to see what it was like, what things happened at the local level. And I wasn't really happy with it. Our chief was very political. We'll call it that. Eventually, I moved on to some different roles, different jobs. And I got to see things from a corporate environment. And working at large corporations, you see how people interact and where people come from. So you get a good opportunity to work with people from all over the world, all different cultures, all different lifestyles, but you're still confined and you have some constraints on you. So I've always been a political observer. And as we were living in Washington State, I realized that I'm never going to get into office because I'm on the wrong side of the fence. Being in a very liberal Democrat, you know, or socialist Democrat state, right, where they want everything that way. We had some people that we knew that decided to go for office and run as Democrats. Like they said that they were Republicans, but they weren't. And they voted with Democrats. So when we moved here to Idaho, we had looked at lots of different options of where to go to get away from the political mess that Washington had become. And my wife's family, generations back, are from here. So, you know, 1800s, they started here when there was nothing here. And we decided this is the place we need to go to. So when I got here, we kind of started looking at things, right, kind of getting acclimated. And then I started looking at who was representing our district and noticing that they were a listed Republican, but philosophically a Democrat, voting along the party lines of Democrats and not doing potentially what the constituents of Madison County should be having as a representative. So I decided literally at the last day to make the run and kick this off. I am not a politician. I'm a guy who saw a problem and is trying to help fix it.
So what is your top priority?
So right now, I've kind of thought about this, like what's the first bill I'm going to write? I have no clue. I'm not that guy that's going to get in there and write a bill right away. Like I have to learn, I have to acclimate, I have to become part of the process. But my first goal is to stop bad bills from getting passed. So there was a recent DEI initiative that went through for another $3.4 million to DEI for higher education, which ultimately is just an indoctrination program. And the incumbent voted for it and it passed. And that's what we can't have. We can't have bad laws getting passed through because they're either, you know, getting kickbacks or whatever the case is to push laws through that are for the benefit of the Democrats. We need to keep Idaho free.
What ideas do you have for increasing communication with your constituents?
So, the first thing is I'm a face-to-face guy. I'm literally, this is a grassroots effort. Like I've raised like $800, right? Which is pretty small, but I'm out there. My wife and I literally went out knocking on doors. That's who I am. I'm getting out in front of people, go to the senior centers, go talk to people. And I'm all about transparency. Like here's what I'm doing. I have no issues with people seeing where I stand. I am here's what you get, right? What you see is what you get kind of guy. I want to be able to talk to people directly. I want to be people to ask questions. I don't want any frustrations caused by lack of communication. And that's typically what it is, right? People get frustrated because you don't have good communication. And that's what I want to keep going is being transparent and having solid communication with those people that voted me in.
Yeah, communication is so crucial. Is there a politician, past or present, who inspires you?
So that's a great question. And off the top of my head, I can say that, and I don't want this to sound any way weird, but my wife and I, we started watching Donald Trump back when he was running The Apprentice.
Oh, right? Yes.
And I kind of fell in love with the guy. Like, I just love how he is all about business. He's tactful, but he's direct. And then, of course, as he moved into, becoming the president, you know, the running for it and all that, fully supported it. And so that's kind of where I'm at because, again, he's a guy that went into this not running politics, like being a business guy and trying to get things done. And that's what I want to do, too, is I don't want to sit back. I'm not here to be some articulate, you know, word guy that's going to say everything that you want to hear. I'm about actions and getting things done.
And what is it that you would like to say to voters? We see a lot of people kind of shutting down, saying their vote doesn't matter. What would you say to those folks?
So for us in Idaho, May 21st is the most critical date for you to get out and vote. So number one, go vote. Whether you vote for me or vote for anybody else, that is totally up to you and your decision. I want people to get out and vote. I want them to know that their voice is heard. I want people to know that what I'm running for is a voice for them. I want people to know that I'm not here for my ego. There's nothing about this is all about me. This is all about the people of Idaho and the people of Madison County that aren't getting what they voted for. That people should trust in the process and get out there and vote first and foremost.
And if you had to say the one thing that you love most about Idaho, what would that be?
So one of my big passions is photography. So I love the landscape. Coming from Washington, it's beautiful. So we moved here, and I love the fact that we can look out and we can see the Tetons. We're close to the river. We've got everything. On top of that, I'd say the people. When we moved here, we found that people are genuine. They are friendly. They're private, but there's no hidden agenda. You don't become friends with somebody because they want something from you here. They become friends with you because they're friendly people. And the people have been amazing. I haven't met anybody here that we don't like, that we don't, you know, agree with it. We can sit down and have a conversation, whether you're on the same political side or not, or the side of anything, you can have a conversation and you can leave going, hey, that was actually a good conversation. We talked, we got some points across, we did this or we did that. Moving from Washington, everybody has their own agenda. It doesn't matter if they're in your church or in your work. They want something from you, and they're going to do whatever they need to do to get that. But that's not how the people here in Idaho are. And that's why we love Idaho. We've been here a little over a year and a half, and it's been phenomenal so far.
We are so fortunate, aren't we? And I notice that as I moderate debates. We're able to discuss the issues without slinging those personal attacks. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that everywhere.
Right. And that's one thing you'll find about me. You know, I've talked to you as soon as I registered to run. I had representatives calling me from around the state, saying, hey, thanks for running. We really want to get the incumbent out. We want to do this. We want to do this. You need to start running negative ads. You need to do this. And I'm like, that's not me. Like, I am, again, what you see is what you get. I'm not here to talk bad about anybody. I will prove by records, like data. I'm a data-driven guy. So the data will speak for itself. But I'm not going to talk bad about somebody because they think, oh, you have to drive this negative campaign. Like, why? Why can't you be positive? The incumbent's probably a phenomenal person, great person, right? But the voting record is what I have an issue with.
Larry Golden, candidate for the House of Representatives in District 34. Thanks for stopping by today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coming up in the next hour, I'll talk with the director of the movie Escape from Germany, as well as one of the stars, plus Jay Hildebrandt was in the movie as an extra. You won't believe how he got that role. And don't forget, we want to send your mama to Maui. So text 208-522-5900, and the keyword is Maui.